Praise the Lord. Let's go to John 6 in our Bibles, chapter 6, verse 15 of the Gospel of John. John chapter 6, beginning in verse 15. The Bible says, "When Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again into a mountain himself alone. And when even was now come, his disciples went down into the sea and entered into a ship and went over the sea toward Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them. And the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. So when they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs, they see Jesus walking on the sea and drawing nigh unto the ship, and they were afraid. But he saith unto them, It is I, be not afraid. Then they willingly received him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at the land whither they went." So the Bible is giving us an account here of the disciples having this storm in the sea, and Jesus walking on the water. I've entitled it, A Great Wind, A Great Wind. Heavenly Father, speak to us from your word this evening. Use it in our lives, we do pray, that Jesus would be magnified in this time. Meet with us now, we pray, in Christ's wonderful name. Amen. So, you'll probably want to put Matthew 14 in your other hand, and then put Mark 6 in your third hand, but just kidding. There is a parallel passage to this in both Matthew and Mark, and they both reveal a little bit more to us about this incident. Notice in verse of our passage, verse 15, the Bible says, he departed into a mountain himself alone. But if you look in Matthew 14, verse 23, we find out why he went to that mountain alone. It says, when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the even was come, he was there alone. So the reason that Christ wanted this time alone was to pray, was to have a prayer session alone with the Lord. And he sent his disciples on ahead. Now, if you're at Matthew 14, keep it. And notice verse 22, it says, straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. So it's important to note tonight that Christ wanted this time alone to pray, but Jesus is the one that told them to get into this ship and go to the other side of the sea while he went away into the mountain to pray alone. And so it's important to note tonight that essentially Christ sent them into this storm. You say, well, is that possible? Well, of course it is. I mean, who controls the weather? God. We know that because when this was finished, Jesus calmed the storm. He had the power over the wind. He had the power over the sea. And Jesus, as we read there in Matthew 14, constrained his disciples to get into the ship. He wanted them to go into this ship and to row to the other side. He didn't tell them in advance there was going to be a storm. He just said, I want you to get into the ship. I want you to row to the other side. And so that's what they did. They went down into the sea, as we read here in John 6. And they began to row. You know, the Bible tells us many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all, in Psalm 34:19. Many are the afflictions. The Bible does not say that we will not have trials. Matter of fact, it says just the opposite. It says that we will have trials. And this was one of the trials that Jesus wanted his disciples to go through. Because remember, it was all about them learning, them preparing for his departure back to heaven. He had a mission for them. They were going to be going into all the world and preaching gospel to every creature. They needed to be prepared for what was coming. Most of them were going to be martyred for their faith. And so Jesus had a lot of lessons for them. And a lot of those lessons involved trials. And this is one of them. And you know what? Jesus has a lot of lessons for us too. And a lot of our lessons involve trials as well. And Lord willing, we'll learn those lessons when they come, because we'll have the right perspective on the trials. And so it tells us in our passage, John 6:17, they entered into a ship, went over the sea toward Capernaum, and it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them, and the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. So Christ sent them across the sea, knowing full well that there was going to be a storm and that they were going to have a tough time. It says they rowed there in verse 19 about 25 and 20 or 30 furlongs. About 3 miles they rowed. And they struggled. If you were to take the time to read the parallel passage in Mark, it says, Mark 6, that they struggled to even make progress when the storm came up. They were rowing, but they weren't really getting very far because of the wind. They were rowing directly into the wind, and the waves were choppy. They were having a rough time. And yet Jesus said, I want you to get into the ship, and I want you to go to the other side. That's all he told them. So we are going to have trials, and some are worse than others, but obeying Jesus doesn't mean we're not going to have trials. They did exactly what Jesus told them to do. There was a man in the Old Testament, his name was Job. He was a good man, the Bible says. He was trying to do exactly what God wanted him to do, and look what he went through. So being obedient does not promise a lack of fire in our lives. Matter of fact, it may mean more, because God has more refinement that He wants us to be polished and more like Jesus. The Bible talks a lot about the importance of trials in our lives. Let's look at a couple of those passages. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 is one of them, and verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 17, if you want to turn over there, which talks about our afflictions. And notice it says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. It says that affliction that comes into our lives, it works something for us. It actually is good for us. It says it works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter 5:10, after that ye have suffered a while, God will make you perfect, establish and strengthen and settle you. After we've suffered a while. So suffering is part of God's plan for what God wants to do in our lives. The disciples were no exception. He sent them into this storm knowing full well what they would face. And sure enough, they faced a tough time. As a matter of fact, the Bible tells us, if you look over in Matthew 14 again, verse 25, the Bible says, in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. So we already saw that he walked on the sea, but it's important to note that it was the fourth watch. Do you know what that means? That he waited. It was still daytime when he sent them to row across the sea, and then he went off to the mountain to pray alone, and he didn't come walking on the water until the fourth watch. So they're fighting the storm for quite a while. And Jesus knew all this. And what did they do? They just kept fighting the storm. They were just obeying Jesus. They didn't know what else to do but just obey and just try to get to the other side. But Christ waited until the fourth watch because he had a lesson for them to learn, that life is full of trials and struggles. Sometimes they're difficult, but keep on rowing. Keep on toiling. Keep going forward. Keep obeying the Lord. And trust that he knows what he's doing. Matter of fact, if you look in Mark this time, our parallel passage in Mark chapter 6, this one is very interesting in recounting the same story. Verse 48 of Mark chapter 6, Mark 6:48, it says, and he saw them toiling in rowing. So it says here, he saw them fighting the storm. And the verse goes on to say, for the wind was contrary unto them, and about the fourth watch of the night he cometh unto them, walking upon the sea, and would have passed by them. That's an important statement too. Would have passed by. If they hadn't cried out, he was just going to walk right on by. And what are we supposed to do in the midst of trials? Talk to the Lord. Spend time with Him. Cry out to Him. Not throw up our hands in despair. Not complain. Not be surprised when Jesus walks by, but expect it and ask for His help. But it says He saw them toiling. That's an important phrase. He saw it. He knew this was part of God's plan for them to fight this storm because they were going to learn some lessons. And we need to learn the lessons that God wants us to learn in the storms He's going to send our way. And He's going to send them. And so back in our passage, verse 19, they see Jesus walking on the sea and drawing nigh into the ship, and they were afraid. When the storms come into our lives, sometimes this is how we react. We're afraid. You know, all through the Bible says, fear not. Do not fear. And God told Joshua, fear not. He told the Israelites before they went to the promised land, fear not. He just kept telling them, fear not. Don't fear. I'm with you. And yet we do. We fear. It's one of Satan's greatest weapons. Is to be afraid of the unknown, to be afraid when the trials come, to be afraid of what's going to happen, the consequences of the trials. Don't be afraid. Yeah, there's going to be storms. But we don't have to fear because Jesus is on our side. He knows what He's doing and He knows why He's doing it. He has a plan. But it says they were afraid. And David had gone through some trials. If you look at Psalm 119 and verse 67... David talked about how God used those trials in his life. Psalm 119 and verse 67. Notice Psalm 119:67. David said, before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now have I kept thy word. Now look down at verse 71 while you're right there. It is good for me that I've been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. So here these two verses, David talks about the positive side of afflictions. He says, it's good for me that God did this for me. It's good for me that God afflicted me, that I might keep His word, that I might learn the statutes, that I might grow in my faith, in other words. It's good for us. And it was good for the disciples. And so Jesus was walking on the water near their ship. They saw Him. They were afraid. They cried out. It says in our passage, John 6:20, He saith unto them, it is I, be not afraid. It is I, be not afraid. And the Lord Jesus Christ joined them in the ship. And in Matthew 14, the Bible tells us that when He got up into the ship, He calmed the storm. And they were amazed. Now remember what happened last week. He just fed 5,000 people with some loaves and fishes. Just did. Same day. He just worked that great miracle and fed this huge multitude with this little boy's lunch. And then they're amazed that Jesus can calm the wind and the sea. Down in Matthew 14:32, it says, when they were coming to the ship, the wind ceased. And then they were in the ship, came and worshipped Him, saying, of a truth, Thou art the Son of God. And in Mark 6, it says they were amazed. That in Mark 6:51, it says, the wind ceased, and they were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure and wondered. In Mark 6:51. They were amazed. They wondered, how could someone have the power to calm the storm, to calm the sea? Well, it's Jesus. He's the Creator. Of course He can calm the storm. He created it. He calmed it. That's just like the trials in our lives. He allows them, and He brings us through them. Remember, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Yes, He allows the trials in our lives. He will allow them to come to grow us, to refine us, to rebuke us, whatever we might need at the time. But He's going to use them in our lives. And when the time is right, He'll remove it or He'll bring us to the other side. He knows what He's doing. And so the Bible says in our passage, 21, then they willingly received Him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at the land whither they went. So we have a double miracle here. Not only did Jesus calm the storm, but He somehow instantly transported the ship to the other shore. Can you imagine what that must have been like? They were just fighting the storm. Jesus stepped into the ship, storm's gone, and oh, we're on the other side. It says immediately the ship was at the land whither they went. Just like that. And the disciples learned a lot in that little lesson. It didn't seem little at the time, of course. But they learned that Jesus allows us to go through storms. Storms are not a surprise to Him. He knew that storm was coming. As a matter of fact, remember, He's in control of the weather. So He allowed the storm to come. And He has the power to calm the storm. We just need to be obedient and trust Him and go forward and not be afraid. And that was the lesson He wanted them to learn. Job told us, go back to Job chapter 23. Remember, Job went through some amazing storms. Lost his family, lost his health, lost his living. Can you imagine? All of it in one day. First you lose all your children, then you lose your living, then you lose your health on the same day. That was Job. And in the midst of all of that suffering, and his supposed friends blaming him and telling him it was all his fault and it was because he was a sinner and he needed to repent and get his life cleaned up so that these trials would go away. In the midst of all that, he said here in Job 23:10, He knoweth the way that I take. When He hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. What a great statement. I'm going to come out on the other side, Job said. And when I do, I'm going to come out better. And he did. And one day, we're going to get to meet Job. Can you imagine what that'll be like? To give Job a hug and say, your life was such an inspiration to me. We'll be able to meet him face to face one day. But until that day comes, we're going to have storms. Storms allowed and designed by the Lord. We don't know what form they'll take. We don't know how intense they'll be. We don't know how long they'll be. But we know that God has purpose in those storms. That God knows why He's doing what He's doing. And we need to trust Him. Not be afraid. And expect Him to come walking by. And when He does, call out. Just like they did. And watch Him calm the storm that He allowed. And in the midst of that, we will grow. The disciples grew through this. And I guarantee you when Jesus had ascended back to heaven and they were going through other trials later on in their ministry, trials of starting churches, trials like in Paul's life and others of being in prison, Peter and so forth, they were able to look back on times like this and know Jesus has a purpose in these trials. There will be a great wind and there will be many a great wind in our Christian lives, but God knows why. Trust that. Trust that, as we talked about this morning, all things work together for good to them that love God. So thank God that that's true, that we can trust Him in the midst of these storms that He allows. Let's pray. Thank You, Lord, for Your Word, and thank You for this great lesson from the lives of the disciples as they faced this storm on the sea. And Lord, may we acknowledge that the storms are going to come in our lives, that they're allowed by You, and that You will calm them when You're ready. And until You do, may we be obedient and trust You and not fear and wait until You bring us out on the other side, that we might state as Job that You're refining us and making us more like gold because of these trials You're allowing. So thank You, and Lord, help us to trust You in the midst of these things and use us for Your glory even this week. We do pray this in Christ's name. Amen.